Welcome to Kick-Ass Radio, hosted by Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. Join Jo over the next hour as she shares stories and conversations that are both inspiring and empowering. Having spent over 30 years in the corporate sector, Jo Sainsbury kicked off her heels and became a coal train driver working in the rail and mining industry. It has been her goal ever since to empower and support women who are considering a career change into an industry role, making the transition as smooth as possible. Jo is a walking, talking success story of how taking the plunge into industry can open up a world of opportunity. And you can do it too. If you're a woman working in industry or considering a career change, this is the radio station for you. Let's get into this episode of Kick-Ass Radio.
Hi everyone, welcome to the Kick-Ass Radio Show. Hope you've had a fantastic week and getting ready to reset and refresh over the weekend. Let's give you something else to reflect on over the coming couple of days. We could all use a dose of positivity in our lives right now, no matter where we might be in our life, education, job search, or career. So today here on the radio show, we're going to be talking and discussing job searching affirmations. And I love affirmations and I live by them. So positive affirmations are powerful statements that can help improve your confidence and outlook. Understanding how positive mantras work may assist you in reducing negativity and stress in your professional life. So today we're going to discuss positive affirmations, their benefits, and how to use them in your job searching. You are listening to the Kick-Ass Radio Show Kickstart, where we talk about all things women working in non-traditional roles in varied male-dominated industries, and I tell you how it is. So as I said earlier, today's episode is about job searching affirmations, and I'm your host, Jo Sainsbury, the glow-getter. My background is I am no stranger to wearing high-vis workwear and getting down and dirty in the grease and the coal dust. My passion and purpose now is to reinforce confidence, support and encourage more women to kick off their heels and tap into their steel caps and consider pursuing non-traditional roles in all these varied male-dominated industries. And I'd like to share my knowledge, career experiences and understanding of these industries. So good morning to all our listeners across Australia and to our listeners over in the US. It's an afternoon. Good afternoon to you. I hope we can keep you in good company and we all have a little bit more to share and learn and need to know about some values and insights into some much needed topics for women wanting to transition into these varied industries. So I'll also take the opportunity to say today's episode is brought to you by one of the show's sponsors, and that is Kick-Ass Women. And a huge shout out to all the women working out on site and on track today. Stay safe, ladies, and have a great day. This might also be a good time to mention that the radio show does and may contain some adult language. So just beware. Okay, let's get into it and we'll get on with the show. So as I said today, we're looking at positive affirmations and it's contextually, it is important that we are in a groundhog day with the pandemic still, with the racial inequality, unfortunately, and it is on centre stage and particularly more so in other countries, not so much in Australia. But that and climate change bringing an ever-present sense of uncertainty and the compounding effect can easily overwhelm us. So before I continue with some thoughts on how to counteract the stress, I need to share why self-care is so important. Like finishing grade 12 students, senior school students this year, that's been stressful. Starting a job search, that's stressful. Applying for jobs, stressful. Getting rejections, stressful. Interviews, stressful. Waiting for a job offer, stressful. Not getting a job, stressful. Starting a new job, super stressful. And look, there are numerous other contributors that chime in with more places of stress. not having enough money while doing a job search, looking for a job while still currently employed. There's many other reasons. So I'd like to invite you to think about the ways in which a positive mindset might be supportive and help you get through the tough spots. We can learn plenty from concepts and models from the field of positive psychology and apply those concepts to the job search. I'll present three concepts and then provide some concrete actions you can take to infuse positivity into your job search. So concept number one is positive emotions are much more nuanced than just happiness. So some additional positive emotions we like and we warm to are love, serenity, gratitude, awe, joy, interest, hope, pride, amusement, and inspiration. And I'm not opposed to happiness, far from it, but I believe that the sole focus on happiness does not paint an accurate picture of how we can cultivate our relationship with positivity. Positive psychology is that how we feel and remember positive emotions less vividly than negative ones. So negative emotions can take a strong hold on us, causing us to feel stressed and overwhelmed. Positive emotions, in contrast, stimulate our nervous system in a way that enhances our well-being. And so I say, bring on the nuanced positivity. So concept number two is welcoming more positive emotions and dwelling on them. They will have positive psychological impacts. A positive ratio can measure the frequency and degree of positive emotions compared to negative vibes. So while people have, debated what the exact ratio of positive to negative emotions should be to create human flourishing, the concept itself is a useful one to contemplate. Are you primarily stuck in negative emotions around the job search, your new job searching, your contemplation about looking for a new career? You can find out by taking the positivity ratio self-test. And if you're able to infuse positivity into the job search with much more frequency and intensity, you'll be more likely to ride the waves of uncertainty onto the shore of a new career. And then concept number three is a broaden and build model. And it can help you recognize a positive emotion and then take it appropriately and take the corresponding action. If I feel a sense of inspiration, I can ask myself how I want to explore and immerse myself in that feeling. I want to bathe and dwell in the inspiration of it and take actions that are, you know, buoyed by it. I want to feel it for longer and I want to experience it in other emotions. So for example, that might be if I'm really inspired by something, I might pick up a pen and start writing. Or if you're an artist, you might pick up a paintbrush and start painting. But you go on the hum of that inspiration and you want it to last for as long as you can. So broadening and building positive emotions, we can savour and benefit from the positive emotions that arise from that. Let's get on to some good stuff here about that. So here are some concrete examples of how you can infuse positivity into your job search. If you have more ideas or examples, please feel free to pass them on and comment or reach out to me directly via email and I'll happily put them up on my social media accounts. So making affirmations. Affirmations are a great way to introduce positivity into your job search. So for example, you might start each morning or each time you sit down, go to work on your job search with an affirmation or two. So here are some you can use, or you can create your own, which is more appropriate and better suited to your individual needs. So some are, my skills and training are valuable and needed. I am progressing towards my goal of finding a more meaningful career. Finding your community is another one. Like sharing your experiences with other people is key to staying engaged with the job search process. Even sharing negative experiences with someone can generate feelings of hope and serenity. And you need to share those negative experiences, because without negative experiences, you don't have growth and learning. So paying attention to the not so little things, what does it feel like to find a job posting that resonates with you? What is the feeling of finding out you got an interview? Dwell on the positive moments in your job search and use them as they arise. And the next is making space for gratitude. And I've talked about this nearly in every episode. You need to practice gratitude. And I do it every day, every morning, writing three things down. But when we think about gratitude, we've got to think about who supports us to get us where we are now. So sending a quick email to a mentor or someone who supports us can help remind us that we exist in an intricately woven network, and your tribe is a huge support. So you need to engage with your tribe and your community. And connecting with your resilient spirit, appreciate small wins, like we said ourselves, reward yourself and keep getting up after another fall. That's growth with learning. So keeping a list of positive emotions nearby, that's a good reminder to look for positive emotions beyond happiness. Writing in a journal, you know I'm big on writing and journaling. Writing in a journal helps, you know, externalize your inner experiences, and it's bringing clarity and insight to how you feel. And having embodiment practice, yoga, meditation, and staying active are all great ways to help ease stress. And I've only learnt or got into meditation over the last probably 6 weeks. And I've never been opposed to it, but it's just something new, and I'm truly starting to appreciate it just by practicing it every day, just 15, 20 minutes or so. So if you're not into meditation, take 5 minutes, 10 minutes and start some, and you'll be surprised at how much it changes your conscious thinking and exudes the positive emotions, as I was trying to find the words for. So yes, the process of finishing high school this year or uni, starting a job search like more or less straight after, or considering a career change, starting a new job, it's all stressful. There's no doubt about it. So how could it not be? So much of it is on the line. But by infusing your job search with positivity, you may be able to create some ease around all the stress. So what do you do to bring positivity into your job search? Have a think about it. And if you're not doing too much, we'll dive deeper into some positive affirmations. But we'll listen to a little tune now. We'll have a break and we'll be back shortly.
Hi, I'm Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. As a woman working in industry, I want to share my knowledge and experience and industry know-how to support you if a change in your life is what you are looking for. Join me on my radio show, Kick-Ass Radio, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. across Australia, or on Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. in the US. What are you waiting for? Go on, get your glow on.
Okay, so thanks for tuning back in. Positive affirmations are powerful statements that can help improve your confidence and outlook. So understanding how positive mantras work may assist you in reducing negativity in your professional life also, and your personal life. So as we discuss positive affirmations, there are benefits, and we'll look at how to use them. And I'll also provide some examples to help you increase your contributions in the workplace and in your personal life. So if someone's asking, what are positive affirmations? Positive affirmations are also known as mantras. They're statements used to provide encouragement and motivation for yourself and others to become better at a certain activity or a skill. If you've ever reassured yourself of your ability to do something before doing that activity, that is a positive self-affirmation. Or encouraging a friend or sibling that they can do something is also the use of an affirmation. So you're using affirmations unbeknownst to yourself until you actually recognise them. And you can use affirmations in situations and in your workplace where you would like to improve, like boosting your self-esteem at job interviews and in work, controlling negative thoughts and emotions such as fear, frustration, and impatience, overcoming a habit negatively impacting your career progression, including procrastination, which we're all good at, or passive aggressive behavior, which some people come across, and also improving your confidence and public speaking skills before and during an interview, which I know everyone has those pre-interview nerves, or even a meeting, and doing a presentation. So enhancing your proficiency at skills and boosting your productivity, positive affirmations work for that. Motivating yourself to finish some ongoing projects that you've been avoiding according to, you know, your schedule or your timeline. Setting new goals. Benefits of positive affirmations are twofold. There's multiple benefits for your work and your personal life, and they include, you know, improving your skills. Daily positive mantras can help you become more proficient at skills vital to your career success. Repeating and believing in the statements, "I am confident," before presenting a plan or an idea you have, can help improve your presentation skills. You can also use this affirmation to increase your confidence levels as you prepare for an interview. So it also gives you sharpened focus. Affirmations can help you reduce distractions at work and at home and concentrate on activities that increase your contribution to organisational goals or your personal goals. So for instance, repeating the affirmations, "I set clear goals and work to complete them every day," or "I am hardworking," can motivate you to create achievable and measurable milestones for completing your projects. Improved interpersonal relationships involving a mentor can help improve your interpersonal skills by helping you to promote positive reactions and feelings about others. For example, writing the assertion, "My time will come, but my co-worker's success is also my success," can help promote collaboration and teamwork. Manage stress as well. You can use affirmations to lower stress and boost your performance on difficult tasks. Mantras can break obsessive thought patterns, preventing your mind from dwelling on negativity. And we all dwell on negativity at certain points and for certain reasons. So instead of thinking about your failure to meet whatever, whether it was a task or a deadline or something you wanted to accomplish and say in physical activity, you can use the mantra, "I am a doer," to encourage yourself to find new ways to resolve the delay. And then there's also positive perspective, like affirmations can improve how you see your role. For instance, repeating, "I am lucky to have this job," can improve how you view your position and increase your gratitude. Increase job satisfaction. If you include mantras to boost your productivity, improve your goal setting and interpersonal skills, you'll master new proficiencies and you'll enhance your decision-making along the way. Your job satisfaction can increase by using these positive affirmations. And practicing positive affirmations can help raise levels of optimism and happiness about your work and your career outlooks. So how do you use positive affirmations to improve your work and personal life? So you start off by repeating before you start work. Repeating affirmations before starting work can help set a good tone for the day. And it's like the meditation. If you do the morning meditation, that sets your tone and your mindset for the day. So if you say, "I will be productive today," for a few minutes before you begin the day's activities, can help increase your motivational levels and boost your productivity. And use them during meditation. Think about them while you're doing your meditation. You can incorporate your mantras always into your meditation. Affirmations such as, "My mind is free from stress and worry," can help you relax and improve your focus. So if you repeat that while you're relaxing your body and your mind, it'll definitely contribute to that, that relaxed feeling. So, and you pair the mantras with your goal setting. So a great way to make affirmations more effective is to combine them with your goals. You can repeat or visualize the affirmation, "I have confidence in my ability to present in front of others," and that as I said, enhances your presentation skills if that's what you're doing. And it also encourages positive thinking techniques. You can encourage positive thoughts by repeating the affirmations, I am successful at my job, and you'll perceive your position in a much more positive thinking way. Writing down affirmations regularly, whether it's daily or weekly, and where you see the statement, it can drive you to achieve your goals and perfect skills to become better at your job. And I always like to write them down as well as have my little post-it notes on the walls, much to my husband's displeasure, or on my desktop. So reviewing them and writing them down definitely helps. And use them in your notifications. You can make affirmations more effective by using them as notifications on your phones, on your laptops, on your tablets. You can select a daily affirmation and have it sent via your calendar so it reappears. You can repeat it over and over throughout the day. And repeat affirmations or your mantras whenever you engage in negative thoughts or behaviour. Repeating the affirmations like, I choose hope over fear, before defending a large project that or you're facing an interview, can help you conquer the emotion and deliver a more spectacular performance and interview. So here are some examples of positive affirmations that you can use in different work-related situations. So you could use these during your job search. I am completely energized to find my perfect job. I'm open to new and exciting opportunities to find my ideal work. I am calm and confident. I have limitless potential. I see myself in my dream job or career. I have all the skills and knowledge to deliver at my dream job or career. Then there's affirmations for your interview. I excel at job interviews. So you'll be saying that, repeating that over and over before you go in to sit down for your interview. I have exceptional talents and capabilities. I always speak with confidence and I am a natural communicator. I am the perfect fit for this position. Then once you've attained that new position, when you're starting out in your new job, you head off to your first day or you're leading up to your first couple of days, you're reinforcing your positivity and you're saying these affirmations. I have confidence in myself. I am at ease in meeting my new co-workers. I will ask for help when I encounter problems on the new job. I am rewarded in multiple ways when I perform my job to the best of my abilities. And my co-workers and I encourage and help each other grow and succeed. My job brings me joy and happiness. And then you've got everyday motivation and affirmations for such, which is what I use. So they are, and they can be, I am courageous enough to face and conquer my fears, whatever may be presented to me today. I am confident in my self-worth and I have the skills and knowledge to make the best decisions for my career. I am the best at what I do and I create exceptional results for my workplace. I'm focused and passionate about my goals and career, and I'm living my life to the fullest, which that should be our number one every day. And then you've got affirmations for your wish or your goals for career progression. And you'll be using ones like, I have the drive and ambition to achieve my goals. I am on the right career path. I allow myself to grow and learn, and I'm a great user of my time and talents. And I'm confident in my abilities to reach the pinnacle of my career. Okay, we'll just have another little audio break and we'll be back shortly. Maybe not. We'll continue on. If you weren't tuned in the last couple of weeks to hear about my new segment, and that is Kick-Ass Women Making Waves, well, I thought about it was time to introduce a new weekly segment to recognise extraordinary achievements and contributions women have made and continue to make in our unbalanced world of the rail, mining, resources, STEM and construction industries. Now, we live in an exciting period of history. The groundswell for change to a more gender-balanced world is growing, with people speaking up and demanding equal opportunity for all women in all walks of life. So women are making their own noise about equality and achievement in all sectors of industry in a world that often serves up extra hurdles for females. And these women are trailblazers who, through courage and perseverance, challenge the status quo, defying societal norm with the love of their work and improving the quality life for so many more. They are mothers, daughters, sisters, and they are worthy to be honoured. So each week I'm going to spotlight one of these extraordinary women who are making a difference, and that they are inspiring role models that we have the privilege to work beside every day. So this week's Kick-Ass Women Making Waves spotlight is on Penny Petridis, and she's a founder of Female Tradie. Penny is the founder of Female Tradie, as I said, which is a construction services firm based in Sydney. And Penny is passionate about the building industry, her building business and training women so they can follow in her footsteps. She has focused her business on the home renovation and maintenance markets, where the different perspectives and skills of women bring to the industry, and they produce outstanding results for her clients. Penny wants women to have confidence in their ability to do jobs in building and construction well and to excel. She wants better information for women so they know the huge range of job roles to choose from. And as Penny says, they do not all involve manual labour. So congratulations, Penny Petridis. You are a kick-ass woman making waves. And there's a shout out to Kick-Ass Women Making Waves series. And it's all about recognising that our success and where we are in life is at least somewhat thanks to the efforts, support, mentorship, love and encouragement of others. So if there is someone you want to dedicate a shout out to, let me know. Nominate someone, because this little segment is built on recommendations and shout outs from the industry. It's how we uncover hidden gems. So if you or someone you know deserves recognition, please let me know. Email me at Jody, J-O-D-Y, at kickasswomen.com.au. We might go to a little ad now, if that's okay.
Hi, I'm Jo Sainsbury, founder of Kick-Ass Women. As a woman working in industry, I want to share my knowledge and experience and industry know-how to support you if a change in your life is what you are looking for. Join me on my radio show, Kick-Ass Radio, every Friday morning at 10 a.m. across Australia or on Thursday afternoon at 5 p.m. in the US. What are you waiting for? Go on, get your glow on.
Okay, so we're up to our take five tips. So our take five tips for our job search affirmations is coming from creating your own collage of words, sayings or thoughts. So that's representing your wishes or your goals. So I like to cut and paste images, and they're intended to serve as inspiration or motivation. Create your own vision board. And I like to use it because we've got a lot of things on hand now, like Pinterest, and that's one of my favourites. Create heaps of boards on there. But with your affirmations, start with the words I am. The words I am are the two most powerful words in the language. The subconscious takes any sentence that starts with the words I am and interprets it as a command, a directive to make it happen. Number two is use the present tense. Describe what you want as though you already have it, as though it's already accomplished. So the wrong thing to say is, I am going to get a new car. The right thing to say is, I'm enjoying driving my new car. Things along those lines. And third is, state it in the positive. Affirm what you want, not what you don't want. State your affirmations in the positive sense. The unconscious does not hear the words no or not. This means that the statement, don't slam the door, is heard as opposed to slam the door. The unconscious thinks in pictures, and the words, don't slam the door, evoke a picture of slamming the door. And that makes sense, really. So the wrong thing to say is, I am no longer afraid of flying. Whereas you would be saying as an affirmation, I'm enjoying the thrill of flying. And that's a bit unknown for some, maybe. And fourth is, keep it brief. Think of your affirmation as an advertising jingle. Act as if each word costs $1,000. It needs to be short enough and memorable enough to be easily remembered. And number five is make it specific. Vague affirmations produce vague results. So if you're saying, I'm driving my new car, that's vague. What you want to be saying is, I'm driving my new red Porsche 911, if you had one. And lastly, here is your safety affirmation. Be yourself, accept yourself, value yourself, forgive yourself, bless yourself, express yourself, trust yourself, love yourself, but most importantly, empower yourself. So in saying about a vision board, I actually didn't get to talk about that, but we'll go back to it because I was myself living off my vision board. And as I said, I created off Pinterest, and Pinterest has so many options for you, and you could create different boards for different topics for your job searching, for your life, for your sport or physical activity, for your meditation purposes. There's that many options out there and unlimited quotes available on Pinterest. So if you haven't got a Pinterest account, get online and create it and start creating some boards on there because it's handy. You get them on your phone, on your tablet, on your laptop, on your desktop. So, and they're easily accessible, and you can refer to them all the time whenever you need to. So that's it, guys. Today, I've shortened show today. I do hope you found the information about positive affirmations helpful and valuable, and it gives you something to reflect over the weekend. But here is a little laugh I'll share with you, a short story in a line with my vision board and for my liking of affirmations. So in my preparation of relaunching myself and a new career, I diligently live by the belief and support of affirmations. And as I said earlier, much to the displeasure of my husband, he doesn't like anything stuck or screwed or nailed to the painted walls. I covered one wall of our bedroom in laminated affirmation cards and photos and images that I was inspirationally drawn to, and all of which I creatively put together in a rather large collage. In other words, that was my vision board. I would religiously get out of bed each morning, look at the wall and focus on one card, and then face the day meticulously repeating the affirmation in my head, saying it out loud and trying to envision how I could apply the thought to my life. I would repeat this practice at night also, only by laying my head down on the pillow to sleep and repeating the affirmation in my head to put me to sleep. So on days when you feel like you're losing your way with your vision board, let it act as a prompt and reminder for the possibilities and opportunities that you can see are out there, and you are the one in control that needs to pursue reality from the dream. My vision board, as I said, is now on the computer and on my phone where I can easily access it. So create your collage, cut and paste images, collect quotes that resonate with you. But I suggest use Pinterest, and you can create as many boards as you like on your profile. Review your affirmations one to three times a day. And the best times are first thing in the morning, in the middle of the day, and then again at bedtime. If appropriate, read each affirmation out loud, repeat your affirmation every morning and night for a month even, and they will become an automatic part of your thinking, woven into the very fabric of your being. So as always, I really appreciate you guys giving me your time to listen to the radio show. You can find more information on the episode, on the show notes, or on my social media pages, either on Facebook, LinkedIn, or Instagram. So, all right, lovelies, love having you share your time with me. Come back next week where we are going to talk about building a strong work ethic. Make sure to follow me on my Kick-Ass Women or Joe Sainsbury social media pages if you haven't already, where we will break down the episode throughout the week. And I would really love to hear from you guys. So show some love and support for the new radio show by leaving me a review on BBS Radio Network. Or you can send me an email direct to my email, Jody, J-O-D-Y, at kickassradio.com.au. Oh, sorry, kickasswomen.com.au. Or find me on Facebook at facebook.com/kickasswomenaustralia. And be sure to stay tuned for future episodes. Well, that's it for today. Stay tuned. And thanks for your company and for listening to Kick-Ass Radio. It's not goodbye, but see you later. Stay safe and well. And you guys rock. Have an awesome weekend and go crush it. Stay safe. Keep in touch. Pos comms. Go on, get your glow on. Become a glow getter.
Thanks for tuning in to another episode of Kick-Ass Radio, where we kick goals and deliver empowering conversations for women. Want to hear more from Kick-Ass Women and Joe Sainsbury? Visit the Kick-Ass Women website or follow Kick-Ass Women on Facebook, LinkedIn, and Instagram. See you on the next episode of Kick-Ass Radio.